Good morning. Welcome to another Wednesday Walk and Talk. And this is another week where we might just be doing more talking and less walking because, let me show you. This is what it looks like right now. And I believe it's actively raining, but either way, it's a little cold and damp and Opal's napping anyway. So this is our view. I actually love it when it looks like this. However, when it looks like that, I love it because I just kind of want to sit at home and be cozy and drink some tea and stay dry. So we're going to do something today. I'm going to cover something today that is actually probably better without the walking component. It's a little bit more calming, a little bit more relaxing. And if you are listening to this or watching to this while you're driving, bookmark this episode so that you can do this exercise when you're home alone or at least in a quiet area during a quiet moment of your day to try this out. Okay, so this is what I want to talk about today, and this is why it's kind of good. We're going to go through an exercise that we're not doing the walking, but today what I want to talk about is how to pay attention to your body in a safe way, but also a way that can actually help with your pain. So when you've been in chronic pain for a long time, literally that's I guess what chronic pain is pain for a prolonged period of time, and that's usually over anything over 6 months. What happens is your brain and your body start talking to each other a little bit differently. So let's go back to basics. Pain, remember, is just your body's alarm system, just your body's way of saying, hey, there's something going on here. You should maybe pay attention to this. Maybe not, but just pay attention to it. But there might not be anything super wrong, but I'd just like you to pay attention, right? So what can happen though, after you've had chronic pain for a long time, is that you just don't want to pay attention to your body. Some people dissociate from their body so completely, they actually have a hard time distinguishing left and right. Or they have a hard time if you touch kind of your knee, you're like, I don't actually know where on the knee you're feeling anymore. That becomes a issue where the map in your brain of your body gets a little bit fuzzy because you've dissociated from your body because you don't want to be paying attention to your pain, right? But it's kind of counterintuitive, and it's kind of one of those things where the more you try not to pay attention to your body, the louder your body gets when it comes to your body trying to tell you, hey, there's something going on here, you should pay attention. If you don't pay attention, it kind of just yells louder and louder and louder, okay? So one way to turn down that volume knob, one way to turn down that volume of where that pain is actually to pay attention. Now, here's the deal. You need to pay attention in a kind of specific way, or else you can actually crank that volume knob up. So the way a lot of people do this, and this is why they do it once and they're like, never again, my pain got way worse, is when they start paying attention to their pain, they actually start thinking about what is going on with their body. And then they start kind of diving into this anxiety spiral. So let's say you have chronic neck pain, right? And you are like, okay, Dr. Pan told me to pay attention to my body, so I'm gonna pay attention to my neck pain. And then you start paying attention to your neck pain, and you're like, man, this part of my neck is starting to really bother me again. Oh, what is it? Is it that bulging disc? Is that bulging disc getting worse? Is it my nerves are getting more and more impinged? Kind of see how that can really start causing more anxiety, and in turn, it can cause actually more pain in that area. So when you start paying attention to your body, what you want to do is just pay attention to what your body is doing in the now, like right now, okay? So that can help you prevent yourself from going down that thought process that triggers that anxiety spiral of doom. Kind of what I like to call it, right? So one way to think about this, and we're going to get into an exercise, we're going to do a real quick guided thing right after this, is, like I said, to just stay present. And what I like to have my clients do is actually describe what they're feeling to themselves right now. And it's description of what it feels like, how it feels, the intensity. And also, sometimes this is kind of fun, you can actually go into what color or what shape it's actually taking in your mind's eye. And this can actually be a real thing for a lot of people. Your pain can be, when you actually let yourself kind of explore and use your imagination, it can actually be kind of specific shapes and colors. And this is the same thing with emotions too. When you kind of let yourself sit and explore, your emotions can actually be different shapes and colors as well. But I digress. So one thing I want you to really try to do is to stay present in the moment. If you catch yourself thinking, okay, what's going on here? This must be my nerve pain, or this must be my muscle pain, or this must be the joint acting up. It might feel like those are kind of okay things to think about because that's how you've been thinking about your pain for a really long time. However, I want you to stay away from labeling or kind of diagnosing yourself when you're thinking about your pain. Literally just describe the feeling. Okay, so are we ready to start? We're going to try a little exercise, and this is going to be quick and easy. And if you want to do a little bit more of this, I'll tell you how to find that at the end. Okay, so find a comfortable spot, whether you're lying down, whether you're sitting, whether you are standing. I wouldn't necessarily do this if you're driving and listening to me in the car, but you can try, just be very, very careful. You can even do this while you're on a walk or something like that, okay? I want you to focus in on, before we start focusing in on the body, let's take a couple deep breaths, okay? So you're gonna breathe in through your nose, and out through your mouth. Breathe in through your nose. Really try to aim that breath down into your belly and into your lower rib cage. And then when you breathe out through your mouth, try to breathe out through pursed lips, kind of like this, so that you don't let all your breath out at once. Really control the air out, nice and slow. Take as long as you need to completely empty your lungs. Breathe in again. And breathe out. Nice and slow. Again, whatever you need to do, take your time. Completely empty your lungs. Now, I want you to focus in on a certain area that you've been struggling with, whether that's your neck or your shoulder or your low back. I want you to think about just settling into that area. When I do this, I almost feels like it's just like a heavy weight in that area, like I'm dropping an anchor in that area, but in a good way. So not a weight that's, you know, oppressive or holding you down, but it's almost like a weight like you're giving yourself a little hug and compression in that area. Give yourself a little time to get that settled and set up. As you're doing that, try to continue to remember to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Try one more time, in through your nose. Really settle into the area that you want to be focusing on here and out through your mouth. Now, let's start focusing on that area. First thing I want you to feel is any external input. So that means if you are, let's say, focusing on your hip and you're in a seated position, I want you to feel the weight of your body on your hip. And just feel it, don't label it, don't think that it's bad or good. Just literally feel the weight of your body on your hip. Feel the pressure of the seat pushing up from under you, or the feeling of the fabric on your skin. If you're in a position or you're focusing on something that's not weight bearing, like your shoulder or your neck, again, feel the weight of your body parts around you. So if it's your neck, feel the weight of your head just settling in on your neck. If it's your shoulders, feel how the shoulders just gently hold up your arm, the weight of your arm on your shoulder. Again, try not to label that feeling. Just let yourself feel it. Just let yourself feel that gentle pressure. Okay, once you've got that set up, what I want you to do next is start focusing in on how things are feeling, okay? So, the feelings that you're feeling in that area, describe it to yourself. Is it burning? Is it achy or dull? Does it feel a little sharp? And then when you're describing those to yourself, is it continuous or does it feel like it's just coming and going and coming and going? Is it turning on or off or is it just present? And I want you to really think about where it's distributed. For instance, if you're feeling pain in your neck, I want you to think, is it the left side or is it the right side? Is it just a little area or does it feel like it's going up or down the neck? The idea here is making sure that you're staying open with kind of an open, curious mind. It's almost like if there were an alien from outer space and you're trying to describe the feeling that you're feeling right now to the alien who's maybe never felt what we call pain, or never felt anything like you're feeling before. I want you to think about describing that to that person or to that alien, right? They might not have muscles and nerves and bones, so you can't even use those terms in that vocabulary. You have to just go based off the feeling. So just really let yourself settle into that. Think about that anchor being there and that gentle anchor and just really anchoring your consciousness right in that area. And you can explore this for as long as you like. Now, sometimes when you do this, the pain might get a little bit more intense or the feelings that you're having might get a little bit more intense, but try to stick with it. After a while, those feelings might subside a little bit. The trick here is also, I mean, this is the hard part, not trying to go in with any expectations. Really, all you're doing here, the purpose of this exercise is to help you connect your brain and your body a little bit better. Again, stay here for as long as you'd like. You can even do a little movement. Just see how that movement feels for you. Again, it's you're being curious. You're being kind of letting your imagination run with this, right? And like I said, try to think about what color that sensation is. Or if you're feeling different sensations, is each sensation a different color? What does it look like when they kind of come together? Is there a shape? Is it like blobby? Or do you feel like it's like a shape with sharp edges? Right? Again, remember to keep breathing while you're doing this. Okay? When you're ready, what you're going to do is come back to your breath. So now you've been paying a lot of attention to your neck and your shoulder and your body. So now what I want you to do is start pulling that anchor up. Remember that anchor that we had set at the very beginning. Start pulling that anchor up, and then I want you to return your attention to your breathing, just like we did at the beginning of this session. So pulling your breath in through your nose and breathing out through your mouth, nice and easy. And again, in through your nose and out through your mouth. Try pursed lips. And really empty your lungs fully as much as you feel comfortable. And then just take stock of how you're feeling. you could feel a little bit lighter, could feel a little bit more almost like tingly in the area that you were paying attention to, because you haven't paid attention to this area for a very, very long time, right? So give that a shot. This is something that I would not recommend doing if you're in the middle of a big, huge flare-up, right? Because all of your systems are going haywire, especially if you're doing this for the first time. However, if you're kind of at your baseline, a little bit above, a little bit below, and you're kind of curious, this is definitely an exercise I would recommend for you. And if you've been doing this for a while, and then you have a flare-up, I would recommend that you do it. But it definitely takes a little practice to make sure you're doing it well, but make sure you're doing it gently enough so that you don't go down that rabbit hole of anxiety and doom and gloom, right? So making sure that you get the practice to understand what it feels like to just feel and not judge and not think about what is happening or what could be happening or what happened in the past, right? Making sure that you're just staying in the right now, okay? So I'd love to hear how you guys did with this. I'd love to hear some shapes and colors and maybe feelings that came up when you did this. If you are looking or interested in doing a little bit more of this, I actually have a full body scan video and podcast already on my YouTube page and my podcast channel. So go ahead and check those out. Those are easy to download. I actually recommend them. I'll give that link out to clients, especially if they're having a hard time getting to sleep at night or just having a hard time winding their brain down at the end of the day. This is a really good way just to do that gently, okay? So again, love to hear from you guys. Shoot me some comments here and we'll see how that goes. I will see you next week for a Wednesday Walk and Talk, and I think the weather's supposed to lighten up a little bit this weekend, so I think we are back to our regularly scheduled walking, and I'm looking forward to seeing you next week. Bye.